Hemlock and Silver by T. Kingfisher. Read by Jennifer Pickens. Chapter 1. I had just taken poison when the king arrived to inform me that he had murdered his wife. The poison was a distillate of chime adder venom, which burned my sinuses when I took it off my wrist the way some people take snuff. The king was a tired man of medium height with sandy hair and deep grooves worn into the sides of his face. I hadn't recognized him at first when he stepped through the door of the still room. Well, why would I? The king was someone that I had seen far off at the head of a long table or perched on a throne. Without context, he was simply a well-dressed man who had come in without even knocking. Still, he had looked naggingly familiar, and I thought perhaps he was one of my father's friends, so I simply said, "Wait a moment, please," and turned back to stripping rosemary leaves off thin wooden stems. I always process rosemary after snorting adder venom. The fragrance of the rosemary helps to clear out the awful burnt smell of the venom. Then the little voice in my head whispered, "One moment, please, Your Majesty." And recognition crashed over me like cold water. I spun back toward the man in the doorway. He wasn't standing in profile, so I couldn't see if his face was the same one that was stamped on coins, but saints help me, he was wearing a circlet, a thin little silver thing, and surely no one would wear that except royalty. Which meant he really was the king after all, except that he was standing in my workroom where he had no business being, and I had just ordered him to wait. I panicked and tried to curtsy, but when I clutched my skirts, I dropped the rosemary and the leaves went spilling down over my skirt and clung to the fabric, sticky with sap. "Your Majesty," I croaked. My mouth was so dry that I half expected to hear my tongue rasp against the roof of my mouth. "I'm sorry, I didn't recognize, that is, I didn't expect." Could I ask him to turn sideways so that I could check his profile? No, probably not. He did not look angry. He smiled faintly while I brushed futilely at my skirt. "Mistress Anya?" he asked. I nodded. That was my name, although I won't swear that I wouldn't have nodded no matter what he'd said. "You have doubtless heard that I killed my wife," the widowed king said. "It's true. I did." The words made no sense to me. They might have been a mouse's squeak or a beetle's click. I stared at the king with my sinuses full of venom and my mind full of nothing at all. Why is he here? Father was part of a council of leading merchants who sometimes advised the king on economic matters, but he always went to the king, not the other way around. Am I supposed to entertain him until father returns? No, that was absurd. My father wasn't due back for nearly a week. And this didn't seem like a man who would be entertained by a treatise on the dangerous properties of powdered lead. Regardless, the housekeeper should have settled him in the best room and brought him wine and come to fetch me, not brought the king here as if I were his equal. And the staff knew that, at least theoretically. I couldn't imagine they had any more practical experience with kings than I did. So either he had snuck in, or he had demanded to see me, and neither scenario made any sense at all. Perhaps he wants an antidote or some prevention against poison? That was the only thing that might make sense. But why would he come himself, instead of sending a messenger? Kings had people to run errands for them. It was one of the few reasons I could imagine wanting to be king. "Well," he said. I blinked at him. "Well, what, Your Majesty?" He made a quick, impatient gesture.